Okay. So I'd like to thank everyone. No, don't leave. Don't leave. No, I said it. Don't leave. Don't leave.
Okay. Guys, this is Rav Simon. Rav Simon is a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, and he's going to say a few words of Torah for all of you to hear.
Okay. So first of all, I'd like to thank Rabbi Eisenberg for bringing everyone and all the other teachers here. I don't know everyone's name, and all the students here. So it's a big... Stay. No, everyone should stay. Everyone should stay. So it's a big privilege to have everyone here today. And, you know... What?
You got
off Chumash. You got off Chumash. Wow.
Learning Torah.
Okay, that's excellent.
High school, excellent.
So first of all, you have to realize that this building is a landmark in New York City. You know, 1927, it was built, this building. And you see, if you look outside, you'll see those bricks here. Wow. You don't have bricks like that. So it's a very important thing. So what we're gonna do is sing one niggun. I figured a niggun from the West Side. You know, you guys, the West Side is from a Kalbach niggun. Why not? You know, from the West Side. And then we'll sing. We'll maybe discuss a little bit. I'll say something about the historic significance of this day in Yeshiva University history. Okay. And then one day I'll meet you here. You'll have chairs here, and we'll see each other one day. So this song, you know what this song is about? This song is about, you know, in life, there's always going to be difficulties in life. And we need some things in life that could cheer us up. You know, we have difficult times. And the learning of Torah is something that could cheer us up and make us happy. So that's why you go to yeshiva, you go to, and you learn from your rebbeim, your teachers, and you get to appreciate what Torah is about. You can learn your chumash, and ultimately you're going to do a mishnah, gemara, whatever, as the years go on, and you're going to really appreciate it, and that's going to give you a happiness in life. Now, today is Gimel Shvat, the third day of Shvat. Now, the third day of Shvat is a very historic day in the Yeshiva University calendar, because one of the original Rosh Yeshivas, the original big rabbi who was here, was a man by the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And there was even a school, just like there's MDS in the West Side, there was like an MDS in Washington Heights. And that was called the Soloveitchik School. And that's long closed down. Yes, you see? Right, so it's another generation. And that was like the school, like the corollary of what MDS is in the West Side. It was up here as well. Now they don't have enough people to have two schools, so the Breuer School and etc. But we don't have as many schools as there used to be here. But Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, he passed away on the third day of Shvat. Today is what's called the Yortzeit. The day that he passed away was 1941, something like that. 1941, a long time ago, before my time, before most of us were even born. Maybe some of our parents weren't even born at that time. But and that day of the, what's called the Yortzeit, meaning the day of the when the person passed away. So Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik's son, who's known as the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik here in YU, used to give a special shiur, special class. And maybe if you have time later, you could take them to the Lamplight Auditorium and you'll see that that whole auditorium, it's a big auditorium, and you couldn't get a seat. You couldn't get a seat because there were so many people that were coming to hear that because everyone was so excited about learning the Torah. So that whole auditorium was filled. I was in high school when it was still going on, and so I didn't have to travel to get here. So right after classes ended, our chevra, we got our seats, you know, to make sure that we get our, and that went on for like 3-4 hours, and everyone was glued to their seat, you know, and everyone. Now I'll tell you something, the Chodesh Shvat, you know, when you get older, you learn a little bit about the stars, and right. And every month has a certain constellation of stars in a certain shape, and Shvat is Mazel Dali. What's a Dali? You know what a Dali is? A bucket. So what do you do with a bucket? You take a bucket, you put it in the well, and you draw out water, and then you could use the water and give it to others. So the Sefer Zichron Shmuel explains that if you look at the beginning of Chumash Devarim, that pasuk at the beginning of Chumash Devarim says that Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah to everybody in many different languages when? On the beginning of Shvat. Because Shvat, as the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, Rabbi Talmud explains, is the time that we're what? It's the bucket. The bucket is what? When you take the water represents Torah, you take it out from the well, and then you give it to others. And that's what your teachers are doing. They're taking the water from the well, not physically, but and that's the Torah, and then you're going to get drink that water. And that's going to be your education when you're going to come to school every day, and you're going to enjoy to have a new chumash and a new... And all the different things as you learn, you should get the happiness. Lule Soroscha Shashuai. That if we didn't have the Torah to make us happy, then life could be very, you know, sometimes it could be very difficult. So that's the point. That the point of going to, you know, you could, you know, a lot of the coming to yeshiva, having a Jewish education is going to give you a happiness in life. And that's going to be the main point here. So I want to thank everyone for coming, and thank Rabbi Eisenberg and all the students and all the teachers. Yeah, we can ask a question or two.
Boys, no, it's a very special opportunity. We have one of my teachers, very, very knowledgeable rabbi.
Okay, I think she wants to ask something. Yeah, what do I mean drinking water from the well? That's right. So well has water, right? And you to get the water, you have to take a bucket, right, and put it in and bring it out. So the Torah is compared to water. The Torah is compared to water. We're not physically drinking that water, but when we learn Torah, where it's like when you're thirsty, right? So it's a hot day and you're thirsty, so you drink water, it makes you feel good. So that's the same idea. When a person has the Torah to learn, it gives him an opportunity to feel good. And that's the idea. What's the question? If there's no water in the well. Well, wells, if the well dries up, you say. If the well dries up, that's a good question. So they say if the well dries up, you know what you have to do? You have to dig deeper. If you dig deeper, then there'll be more water underneath. There's always more water. You just have to dig deeper. If you put more effort in, more work, you'll dig deeper, you'll get that water. Yeah. Yeah, that's so the well dries up. We said dig deeper, there'll be water.
Was supposed to, like, what's like something very important to what's most important? My dad likes that when you're late for school or
yeah, okay. Yeah, you if what? You have two questions.
Second of all,
what was the first? I didn't hear the first question.
Well, if you would just be stuck down there.
Yeah, you might get stuck down there. That's an excellent question. You need somebody to take a rope to be able to pull you up. That's an excellent question.
All right, go ahead. Now about why is Torah like compared to water?
Yeah, well, it's, well, let me tell you something. Well, see, the thing about a well is it constantly flows. Mm-hmm. See, and therefore, there's no end to your learning. Whereas you're going to be starting learning, you got your chumash, but you know what? You're going to come back 50 years from now, and you're going to still be learning that same chumash. It's never going to be outdated, and you're going to never finish. And it's always going to be, it never ends. It's never, we say, we finish learning. And the well is never finished. That's why. If the water dries up, dig deeper. Ah, you might get stuck there. You'll get someone to pull you out. Don't worry. Never do anything that's not safe. Yeah, let's take a picture. Yeah. Okay.
Can everyone come around?
Every Simon will give us a bracha.
Okay. And the bracha I give you is you should all be healthy. And enjoy all your learning for many years to come.
Okay. All right, boys and girls, come around.
Right there, wait.